I wanted the ball in my hands with a minute left.
Touchdown! It's Rick Taylor!
A special performance by Brett Favre.
The countdown is on.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the second installment of Countdown to Favre. Today we feature the number four game in Brett Favre's top five. Larry, it's week three of the 1992 season. Mike Holmgren is a rookie head coach. I am in San Diego covering a game, but the place to be was Lambeau Field, and you were there.
We didn't know it was the place to be. I mean, the Packers started the season in ho-hum fashion. Folks didn't know anything about Brett Favre. Really didn't know Mike Holmgren and how all that was going to work out. And on the sixth play from scrimmage, the Packers' starting quarterback, an established starter named Don Majkowski, he goes down, and he's done for the day. And he's going to be done for a matter of weeks. And out trots number four. And nobody knows what they're getting.
And at one point, it got so bad, fans were cheering or chanting for Ty Detmer. Imagine that.
Well,
I mean, nothing against Detmer, but I mean, this is Brett Favre.
Like it's a long time ago, and I'm almost as old as you, Vic, almost anyway. And I don't remember what was going on. I'm just thinking, wow, okay, Majkowski's done. And up until this point, you know, we're heading to halfway through the fourth quarter, and the Packers need a couple scores. And they've got a second-year quarterback playing his first extended action of his career. And up to that point, Brett Favre's performance hasn't been anything that people would hang their hats on. He'd been sacked five times, fumbled four times, and everybody's not really optimistic. People will remember the final drive, five plays, 92 yards, ends with a 35-yard touchdown pass to Kittrick Taylor.
Here's Favre. Favre goes straight back in the pocket. Now he pumps it. Now he's going to the end zone. There's a man.
He's wide open.
The
touchdown. It is caught by the Packers, and it is Kittrick Taylor.
And a couple things happened during that final half a quarter of play. It showed how strong Brett Favre's arm was. The Bengals were trying to play cover two, play it safe, and let him throw a pick at him. And Brett didn't do it. And like that deep outside, he hit one to Sterling Sharp. Deep outside, over the corner, safety couldn't get there in time because Brett had, you know, he throws extra set missiles. So they're about this high off the ground, did that. And then the touchdown pass to Kittrick Taylor, same type of deal. Not quite as a spectacular a catch, but same type of deal. Safety couldn't get over to help in time, and you're starting to think, this guy's got a cannon. I mean, he has got a howitzer. But I suppose the long-lasting thing, besides the birth of a legend, the long-lasting thing was you got a guy that was up and down and all over the place for most of the game, but in that final 8 minutes, because he not only had to take him on one touchdown drive, he had to take him to two, and they were both long. I mean, the guy in crunch time, at crunch time, was something special.
And the following week against the Steelers, Brett Favre made his first ever start, and I'm proud to say I was there.